effectively suppressed wildfires since the 30s and 40s, and when fires go these days, they really rock and roll, so to speak.
This is Earth and Sky, speaking with Dr. Wendell Han of the U.S. Forest Service on the effects of excluding fire from forests and rangelands. When potential fire fuels build up, it's called fuel loading.
It's real complex. I mean, if you want a rule of thumb, generally our fuel loadings on any piece of ground are anywhere from 3 to 5 times higher. And so just equivalently, when you think of building a campfire, as you load the fuel on, the intensity of that fire gets hotter and it produces more smoke. The other part is the continuity of the fire. Average patch size of a flammable fuel in a historic situation might have been like a 40 to 50 acre patch. Now they've kind of all grown together into large blocks of contiguous fuels that are probably 3 to 5 times average larger in size. So that campfire not only has 3 to 5 times as much fuel loading, it's got 3 to 5 times as much diameter.
So fires burn hotter and are much tougher to control. Plus, the lack of fire leads to unnatural effects that cause a decline in native plant and wildlife diversity. Some possible solutions tomorrow. That's our show for today. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.